Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our show is the man we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so much, Mike. It's always a great pleasure being introduced to you.
Thank you. I enjoy meeting you as well.
I'm speechless.
It's a big day around here because Fred Dreyer's birthday this week on the 6th. Am I correct?
It is the 6th.
The 6th is his birthday. Every year, it's on the 6th of July. And so this weekend, we celebrate Fred Dreyer's birthday. Can we add a round of applause from our studio audience? People are waiting in line to get in here, and so far we have two people.
Yeah, they've got that road there on Nordoff all blocked off.
That's it. We broadcast from Hollywood, California, and we're here nationwide, coast to coast. We're on Sirius XM. We're on Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, our flagship 790 KABC Radio. We're everywhere. We can be great radio stations around the country, and we thank you all for being with us. Plus, we do the show on video. You can catch us on Roku, Facebook Live, CRNTalk.com. On Twitter, we also on Tiki Live, so you can watch some good stuff there too, and watch the show. Now, let's recap this week, because over the last weekend, prior to the 4th, you were at the big Hollywood card signing show. How was that, Fred Dreyer? Did you meet a lot of our listeners?
Burbank, up out near the Burbank Airport, and at Marriott Burbank. I was out there, and it was a nice afternoon, Friday and Saturday.
Two days?
Yeah.
Did a lot of out-of-towners come
like
to see you?
4 hours on Friday and about 8 hours on Saturday.
Did a lot of out-of-towners come in to see you as
and
well
there
as
was
locals?
A lot, there was a lot of people. I always wonder at this. They said, we just came on here. We jumped on the airport in Minneapolis. We got here from Tennessee, and we just flew here. We just wanted to meet you and sign autographs.
I heard you were going to do the show, so I jumped on a plane and flew from L.A. to Minneapolis just to sort of avoid it. But I heard it was a great show.
That was genius on your part.
It was. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Basketball, football, baseball, you name it. We're going to talk some hot dogs, so stay with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Fred Dreyer here. When you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. And every disease known to man can attack you. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body to bring your immune system back online. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. 800-793-9039, code word Fred. Fred.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That gentleman, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. And his birthday week, his birthday weekend, celebrating his 95th birthday. And, my gosh, you look great.
It's amazing how time does travel. It's actually a beautiful thing.
Balance 7 works for you, buddy, I got to tell you. That's really good. Now, if we can, let's... Here, we'll just kick things off a little bit. Take a look in that camera, Fred, because there, we want to see you nice straight on. And we wanted to go ahead and say some birthday wishes from a lot of our listeners who are on Facebook Live. Bruce from New Mexico saying happy birthday. John from Pleasantville, New York, happy birthday, Fred. Katrina says hello to both you and I. Hello, Katrina. Thanks for mentioning us. And she's watching on CRN. Rachel and Joan Gee, Shelley, they're tuned in and they are watching. Wants to know how we're doing. We're both doing great. Fred's going to take me out to birthday dinner, I think. I don't know. Nikki says happy birthday, Fred. Lee says happy birthday to you. We got a Nebraska birthday wish from Nikki. Katrina saying happy birthday. Hope you have a great birthday. Kristen said happy birthday to you. She wants you to always enjoy your birthday. Here's a question for you from Pamela. And she says, Fred, wondering if you and Sylvester Stallone have ever met since you share the exact same birth date of July 6th. So did you know that, Fred?
Yes.
All right, let's get to our next question.
No, we've met several times.
Yeah.
Chatted one-on-one and in a tight little group. His birthday is 7/6/46, as is the president, ex-president of the United States, George W. Bush. Herbert Walker's the old man.
Yeah.
And he's 7/6/46.
Oh, look at this.
So
you guys know, all the same year, too? The same
yeah, 7/6/46.
So did you ever have a dream car, like you wanted to get like a 1946 Ford or something like that? There's a jalopy or something to drive around?
Yeah, I did. And I did have at one time a 46 Ford.
You did?
An orange one.
And how long did you keep it?
I kept it about 5 years.
Did you screw it all up and take it away from the original?
No, it was already screwed up when I got it.
So it was a roadster then, right, for you?
So, well, it was a two-door coupe, business coupe. And it had...
take a lot of your business meetings out of it?
And it had a Buick engine in it.
So it was changed around a little bit.
Well, just a little bit.
All right. So that's good. Good memories that we're bringing back here. Thank you, Pamela. Lori says, happy birthday, Fred, from the crazy Iowa girl. I guess that's her. And she said she missed seeing you this weekend at that Hollywood.
Well, where were you?
She said her mom and her uncle are having some health issues.
Oh,
so
no.
She wasn't able to come. Chris wants to know how the show was. Did you get a chance to meet Bill Shatner? Was Bill Shatner at the show?
I saw Bill there, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, happy birthday, Fred Bernard there. Regards from Ottawa. Rachel is saying happy birthday to you. They're both from Birmingham, Alabama, and listening and watching. She says she loves Hunter, and they watch it all the time. And then what else do we have here? Oh, they also say they're here listening and watching on Facebook. So there you have it, Facebook Live.
Good,
you can
good.
Check it out.
Very
Don't
good.
Forget, you can email Fred at Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Complimentary coffee supplied today by me to you, Fred Dreyer. And apparently the staff here at our CRN Broadcast Center bought you a dozen donuts, and we had those also.
Oh, did we? Did you have...
No, I did not.
You did not?
No.
What's the purpose?
I'll have one after the show.
What's the purpose of this?
The purpose is we're going to talk food because there was a big, big celebration. I know you're huge into this whole thing, Fred, because you've been following food sports for years. And leading up to the Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest.
Yes.
There was a lot of hoopla. They were talking the weather was going to be. Apparently, weather affects the eaters there. Joey Chestnut was interviewed. He said if it's too humid, it gets the hot dog buns moist and they're hard to swallow.
Well,
and
it sticks in your craw.
Now, I'm asking you this, Fred, because you played professional sports, and I'm sure sometimes when you had a little break in the game, you ran up into the stands.
I had a dog.
Talk to me about that. How many could you eat on, let's say, a quick break from being the all-pro defensive end?
Usually back on the way from the second visit to the bathroom, I would grab one and then hop over the railing and then back onto the field.
Okay, so this is the Chestnut was there ready to go. Here's the deal.
The Chestnut was up. He was jogging in place. He was so ready.
He's won 16 of these famous hot dog championships.
Amazing? It's amazing.
And the contest was scheduled to kick off at noon. There were thunderstrikes, severe weather on Coney Island. It was they had a lightning delay. There were lightning strikes. News broke out that the contest had been completely canceled.
Yeah, very, very downer.
As a nation, we almost had to face an Independence Day without the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Now, maybe because Joey Chestnut came and all the other people were there to go ahead and participate and challenge Joey, they at 2 o'clock said they're going to start the contest. So I don't know if Chestnut made a responsible thing. I don't know if some of the other guys did. But out of nowhere, it was back on at 2 p.m. The contestants were introduced. Everyone got a unique intro. Joey Chestnut was there. The whistle sounded at 2:18. 10 minutes after they started it, it sounded at 2:18, the eating began then. 10 minutes later, and 62 hot dogs later, Chestnut was the lone winner. Now, your comments on that, how can that be, Fred?
Well, it be. And it's a testament to the great athleticism. Just like it.
The great athleticism.
Hold on. Testament to the great athleticism that is Joey Chestnut.
It is. It is a testament. And so when he eats the hot dogs, he shoves the hot dogs down and then the buns separately.
Yes, it separates. He does that automatically. It's something he does with the back of his tongue that pushes the dog down one path and then the bun down the other. But if it's too wet outside like it was
today.
This
is the key, am I right?
He's the one that comes out and says, I'm going to flag this day. This is not an official day. And so he sure enough did. and they postponed it. We thought they were not going to have a hot dog eating contest this 4th, but it was, and they just came back out with great spirit, great American spirit. They came out and made these guys slug down these dogs.
Have you been a commentator for this contest? It sounds like you've got a really... Sounds like you're on CBS.
Well, I'm prepared.
Television.
I'm prepared when it comes to my birthday and having my birthday be so close that there is to the national anthem.
Now, I don't want to go out on a limb here, but I will say, lately you have sort of taken an interest in donuts. Yum yum donuts.
Right here. Hold on a minute. Let me hold this.
Yeah,
up
hold that up to the camera if you can. We have this on. This will be on you a little higher there. There you go. There, it's like a half-eaten chocolate cake donut.
It's slowly pivoting.
Yeah, and that is what kind of donut is that?
This is a chocolate.
But from what company?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, Dunkin'. I'm sorry, I said yum yum. So it's Dunkin' Donuts.
No. Yeah.
So could we possibly have Fred Dreyer and a Dunkin' Donuts contest?
No, but
why?
These have so much body to them. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, hold them up a little higher because
get my nameplate.
The camera isn't set right.
Jeez Louise.
So we'll get there. You go. Let's go.
Hold on.
Get it up there. The hot dog.
You need two hands to hold a hot dog.
That's good.
But there it is.
There it is.
This is a UFO.
Yeah.
But this is what it's all about. I just want you to know.
I know.
This is what
you love them. And I think you should have a contest. Now, it's Chestnut. He did 62, 14 more than the second place person who finished up. They expect him to do around 71, 72.
That's total dominance, Mike.
It is total dominance. 14 more is something else, even after the two-hour delay. Now, when we come back, not to belabor this a little bit, we will talk about something that no one else talks about, female competition. And there were some strange things going on there, so you don't want to tune out.
We don't want to tune out on that.
We'll get to the rest of the sports of the day. Just be with us here in the Fred Dreyer Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. So, listeners and Fred, here's the thing. We mentioned Joey Chestnut winning the famous hot dog eating contest at Nathan's, and no one covers it like we do here on the show. Fred makes his comments and things and gets things ready to go. And so Chestnut eats the 62 hot dogs. He beats the competition by at least 14, had 14 more than they did. But in the female competition, by the way, it was, Chestnut's eighth straight contest win and his 16th overall. Now, in the female side, the favorite was Mickey Sudo, S-U-D-O, who has been the women's, she's won that contest, the hot dog eating contest in the women's division 8 times. Well, she won it for the 9th time on July 4th. She ate 39 and a half hot dogs. But here's the deal, Fred. She needed every single second of that 10 minutes to nail down the win. She was neck and neck or throat to throat with her rival, Mayo Ebhara. And Mayo Ebhara has a condiment in her name there, mayo. And maybe she used mayo on the hot dog buns to give her that edge or whatever. But the final half hot dog pushed Mickey Sudo over the top. And Sudo, who's 37, Chestnut's 39, they both intend to return and defend their titles in 2024. Did you watch her?
I wouldn't expect anything less, Mike.
You're having a – are you eating a donut right now?
Well, it's part of my birthday donut.
Okay. So apparently Mickey Sudo, that was the neck-and-neck competition here. I mean, come on. 39 and a half, a half a hot dog takes her over the edge over Mayo Ebhara. So that was pretty – and I'm sure they'll be rerunning this on ESPN because they broadcast it live, do they not?
Well, I think they do.
Yeah. So congratulations again to Joey and Mickey.
Yeah, but she, you know, again, it's the size of her throat.
Yes.
Her throat is not like a tuned apparatus as Joey Chestnut. Right?
And Chestnut, right? Yeah, I think you're right, because you just mentioned it. He has a way of taking that tongue and pushing it down and doing the hot dog and the bun. I don't know that much about it.
It verges on a gargle.
Do they have condiments on there? Can they put ketchup on it if they want to?
They can put relish. They can put all kinds
whatever
of things.
Whatever they want.
Got to be careful they don't choke.
That's correct.
But then they've got choke assistance there for that very reason.
True story. I once hosted on the island of Maui in Hawaii. I once hosted a Maui onion contest. Now, Maui onions are sweet and not as violent, shall we say, in the stomach as other onions are.
Burpability.
Yes, burpability. That's the key word.
That is the key word.
You are a commentator.
I'm ready for this.
Amazing.
Segment.
This is amazing.
So ready for
I'm telling you. And I almost had an injury because I walked behind the contestants during the Maui onion eating.
Also, gaseous, nauseating explosions.
Don't want to do that.
Yeah,
you don't. Not on that.
You
gotta
be careful.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, the burger and the dog. If it's just the dog, you might be able to get away with some things. But
yes.
If you start mixing foods, you're asking for it.
You are. So, and I'm sure no onions on the hot dogs at Nathan's. Now, let's get into some football because I want to put this story to rest once
so
and for all.
So that's it. Joey Hot Dog and the Nathan's.
Joey Chestnut.
Joey
Hot Dog. Are you on a break right now? It's like you were really getting nailed down.
Hot Dog.
Joey Chestnut at the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest.
Yeah, but
62.
That's over now.
You've seen that movie 62 that they put together, or the book 62?
Oh, about the home runs?
Yeah, well, it's also about how many hot dogs Chestnut ate. Now, Josh Allen, in the news again, those of you Buffalo Bill fans, have we had this story like 3 weeks in a row?
No, it's just such a darling show between the two people, isn't it?
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen, he attempted to finally, once and for all, clear the air on the situation involving his star receiver on the Bills there, Stephon Diggs, and the absence from minicamp last month. I thought we had this story.
We ought to have them both go on Andy Cohen.
Yeah, well, they've been on every podcast known to man. So the situation apparently was ignited, they say, by the coach of the Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott, who said he was very concerned, quote, very concerned, end of quote, after Stephon Diggs missed a mini-camp practice session and then said the situation was overblown by media coverage. So here's what Josh Allen said, and he was on a podcast. He says, I love him, talking about Stephon Diggs. I love him. That's my guy. The media has blown this so far out of proportion. We are in rookie or mini-camp. We're not playing a game for 4 months. He doesn't have to show up for one day. He's still there.
He can't. He cannot pull himself around to behaving properly.
Coach asked him to go home. They're in talks. They're trying to resolve some things. It wasn't anything major, and the media blew it up, and they're still talking about it. Let it go. There's no reason to continue talking about it. So why isn't he letting it go?
How long has it been going on?
For like 4 weeks.
Okay, so there is something wrong.
Diggs was upset during the Bills' playoff loss to the Cincinnati Bengals last January. Stretched his arms out, yelled in Allen's direction on the bench after an offensive series.
Yeah.
And
Diggs
just had 4 catches for 35 yards and 10 targets in the 27-10 loss. But McDermott said he was very concerned, as I mentioned, about it. And,
concerned about what?
Said he wanted to clear the air. They're in a conversation. And then the coach said, we're at a point where we just felt like we all needed to take a break and have some space.
And have some Kool-Aid.
So I gave Steph permission to get some space and head out and picked up those conversations after practice. So let me make it clear.
Yes.
It was not Steph leaving unexcused. He was excused by me. And so those conversations have got us to what I think and believe is a great spot. Steph
so
is
lucky.
A valuable member of the football team.
So lucky.
He's one of our captains and a leader on this football team.
So lucky for his leadership.
Yeah. So may I do this?
Yeah. Very good.
And that is going to be the end of that story.
My only quibble.
Uh-oh, hold on a second. Wait a minute.
Yeah, you might as well pick it up again. My only quibble would be that you didn't do that like 2 minutes ago to really sell home to the fans that you're with us.
Okay, good.
Because we don't want to hear any of this crapola anymore.
Now, let's talk baseball here because there's a problem with the Yankees. You know, they've everybody's got injuries now, for gosh sakes. And the Aaron Judge was playing
the
Dodgers.
It's the darndest thing, isn't it?
Yeah, June 7th, he crashes into the bullpen fence, tears a ligament in his right big toe. And since that time, though, Yankee relief pitching is 2.82 with their ERA. It's the best in the major leagues.
All right.
And they have allowed the fewest home runs while generating the highest ground ball rate. I guess that's another good thing, ground ball rate.
Excellent.
So now Jimmy Cordero, suspended for the remainder of the season. He's on the Yankees, a relief pitcher, a vital part of the Yankees bullpen after not pitching in the majors since 2020.
Mm-hmm.
31 appearances, struck out 34, walked 10 and 32 and two-thirds innings, a 3.86 ERA.
Oh, boy.
Domestic violence.
He's got those numbers up there, and he's going to be embarrassed to try to get them down.
Violated baseball's domestic violence policy. He's out.
So the Diggs? What about the Digger?
So the Diggs, what about the Digger? Jimmy Cordero's a pitcher. You're going back to Diggs on the football team.
Well, I know,
team.
But I haven't heard enough of
you want to get back to
I want to get more of on the Digger.
So this is a fresh story.
Thank you.
And apparently injuries all over the place. Look at the Dodgers. They got Dustin May, who had, what, Tommy John surgery? And so now
spaghetti arm.
He's got – what do you mean spaghetti arm?
Well – continue here, and I'll explain my
okay. So Dustin
Mays theory
undergoing season-ending elbow surgery this month, another blow to the Dodgers.
Uh-huh.
They've been hit by injuries. He's 25. He will have his right flexor tendon repaired coming up this month on the 18th. He had been rehabbing his flexor pronator strain
noodle reflexor arm.
What do you mean by a noodle flexor arm?
If you take a look at the defined problem with his arm, it's the elbow flexor muscle that really isn't a muscle. It's kind of like a tissue thing there that gets in this guy's way.
Yeah.
And he's not prepared at all to leave one operation, which is the operation that
Tommy
he had,
John surgery,
which is what he had
in
just 2021. Last summer,
2021.
Yeah. So now they showed him loosening up and stretching and running in the outfield,
yep,
and really coming on to his workout program, when in fact all you get is a noodle that's attached to the elbow, and he goes out and pitches 30, 40 innings.
So he strained that noodle.
And he tears it.
Yeah.
And the arm was not in good shape. It was not prepared to go battle.
No muscle,
after an
no
operation.
Muscle definition on that arm?
Zero. Have you seen his arm?
No.
They had a shot of him and his girlfriend. She's very sweet.
Yeah.
She's sitting next to him on the workout table, and the trainer is, you know, rubbing his elbow and stuff, and he's saying, "This looks really good. It looks good. Looks good. Now stretch your out. Oh, it really looks good. Really looks good." And of course, it didn't look good.
No.
And it wasn't good. And
he's out.
The pathetic thing about it is that his arm looked to me, it was never ever close to having a weight around it.
And you start throwing it and bending it, and it's
this guy. How can you not have your pitchers lift weights?
I don't know.
I don't understand that. This is the muscle they're dealing with, and they're throwing it.
Yeah, I'm with you. He was 4-1, 2.63 ERA, 34 strikeouts. This is going to hurt the Dodgers. Walker Buehler still has not pitched this year. Now Dustin May's got season-ending elbow surgery. We'll see what happens with those Dodgers. You know, 700 wins there for past that level there for Dave Roberts. Good luck, Dave.
Not going to help anybody.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for frosty time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
Hey, it's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. You know how stores have been raising their prices lately? Well, lean into your speaker a little closer, because I've got a big secret to share. Total Wine is actually lowering our prices on hundreds of wines. I know, right? And even better, our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. But listen, don't thank me. At Total Wine, we love helping our customers save big. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between, you have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $899, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cash back's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hold up, you're using Swiffer Power Mop? What would mom say?
Oh, she'd be like,
a mop and bucket is the only way to deep clean your floors. And I'd be like, Mom, this is the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one that gets you a mop and bucket clean in half the time.
She'd never believe you.
I'd say, look, the solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get into grout lines. That's why you're the smart one.
Really?
What? Mom said it.
The new Swiffer Power Mop. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
And we're back. The Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Follow him on Twitter, Fred, F-R-E-D, underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. You can also catch him on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and email him FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Fred
yes,
Dreyer
@CRNTalk.com.
Email him. And lots of comments and things coming in here for you, Fred, just if we get a little bit of an update here for you. Someone asked me if I'm going to sing you a happy birthday, and the answer to that is absolutely not.
Yes, that's.
Thank you.
I agree.
No one wants to hear me sing happy birthday. Now,
it becomes a cliche, though, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So everybody wants you to have a great birthday weekend. Katrina is having a birthday on July 12th. So, Katrina, happy birthday to you coming up in July. Also,
that's the weather report girl, isn't it?
That's right. Yes. And Nikki is also having a birthday in July. I don't know the date. And Chris has told us, he says, James Darren directed a couple of Hunter episodes. Was wondering if you got a chance to connect with him at the Hollywood show. Was Jimmy Darren there at the Hollywood show?
I didn't see him. I was there 2 days.
Yeah, and you didn't see Jimmy Darren?
No.
All right, people asking you a lot of questions.
Who said that?
That came to us from, from Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Did you see Chris there at the show?
Did not see Chris.
Okay, didn't see Chris. All right. So
you know what's interesting about the shows, and it's great. It's just that Saturday is the show it's most busy.
Yeah.
Friday, it's kind of starts to sputter in. Then it's all day Saturday. And then it's if they want to come back Sunday, they can, but they usually don't because they've done the job on Tuesday. So I'm looking around. I'm walking the floor on Tuesday. So the odds of me catching anybody were pretty good if I was going to catch them. But I didn't, and I ran into some people. I ran into some actresses that I had brief remembrances from.
Really?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Well,
can you give us any?
Not really.
Yeah, give us some.
I don't want to. I don't
any kind of a.
I don't want to
give us a
make
little
an
something.
Assumption.
Okay.
You know, if you make an assumption, you can make an ass out of you and me.
That's right. That's an assumption.
That's an assumption.
That's right. But what assumption could you make other than you just ran into him?
Well, I mean, it is. But, you know, people have intentions.
Okay.
That's what they do.
Just leave it at that. Now, we also have a comment here for you. By the way, Rachel says she loves hot dogs. Her favorite ones are the Ballpark and Nathan's hot dogs. Do you have a favorite hot dog? Mine is Hebrew National, followed by Nathan's. How about you?
I'm going to say one of those two, depending.
The big beef long ones, those extra longs.
Too much dog is too much dog.
Yeah, but it's a meal. You know, those Farmer John extra longs were pretty good. The junk they sell at Dodger Stadium now, I think they're Hormels. Those things are drier than a dog biscuit.
But the ones that they got rid of were pretty good.
I gave one of those hot dogs to my dog, and my dog, Lindy, preferred the dog biscuit with mustard and some relish.
Yeah. I wonder what her thoughts were.
A bun and a hot dog bun.
What was she thinking?
Maybe the whole thing that wasn't really a hot dog or something. But those hot Dodger dogs are not good. This last time maybe they're better this year. I haven't been to a game, but I need to go and check one out. I haven't seen the Dodger players sitting there in the dugout scarfing them down.
Well, my dog, Rex, who was I had him when I was about 8-10 years old.
Really? I didn't know you had a dog,
yeah,
Rex.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
He was a beauty, a German Shepherd.
Oh.
I would ask him, I'd go before I went into the house, I'd ask him, would you like a hot dog?
Stop the presses. You would talk to your dog.
Everybody does.
And the dog knew the term hot dog?
Yeah. I said, would you like a hot dog? And he looked at me, sat down, and went, and that was it. So I go in and get him a hot dog.
Okay.
It was in the refrigerator, a little cold.
Okay.
But he woofed it down, and, he was a good guy there for a while.
Okay, good. That's very good news there. So one more comment over here, a question here from Johnny. Says, Fred and Mike, I'm a Bills fan, a Buffalo Bills fan for 33 years, and I don't even want to hear about the dig stuff when it happened. So everybody, even the Bills fans are just upset with this whole thing.
Well, I'm waiting for somebody. Maybe it's this year, Mike. Maybe it is. I'm waiting for fandom across the countryside. I'm waiting for them to just stand up and that's it. Throw their hat down and their tickets down and walk off the field and just tell the Buffalo Bills and every other team, that's it, we're done. We don't want to support you anymore. We don't like the people playing.
No, you really want that to happen?
I want that outburst to take place.
You want quite a ruckus.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, it needs it.
All right, we got it there.
It needs it. You ever go out and shake your trees during the winter?
Sure, get the fruit and stuff.
Get all that crap out of there.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Yeah, dried fruit and stuff. Now, Mike Trout is on the injured list. Again, this poor guy, one of the great players of the game, 10-day injured list with a broken left wrist. Mm. They've had bad luck all the time, the Angels. And, and Anthony Rendon, I watched him play, I believe it was before the 4th of July, and he had this big old, it looked like a My Pillow strapped to his ankle because he keeps fouling the ball. And Mike Lindell's head was on there, and he just said, stop the commercial. This Anthony Rendon keeps hitting his shin. He hit it again, and now he's out. X-rays were negative, but he's been fouling balls off his leg. Anthony hit it out in the field. Am I right?
Well, you try to. That's fine.
Yes.
But the issue here is but.
What?
You take that shin guard and you place them on both legs, not just one.
Really?
Place them on both legs, and you make sure that you're psychologically prepared to stand in the batter's box. And a lot of this stuff is habits of swinging, of turning your hips, of opening up too soon, and the ball being driven down on the inside part, the high inside part of your shin. And if you take care of the inside part of your shin on both legs, you'll find out that that doesn't happen to you.
All right. So that may be something you should become a – help out these Angels.
I can help them out, boy. I've seen too much stuff there that I'm amazed that just goes by the wayside.
Ohtani is doing great. He's the starting designated batter. I believe he'll be in the All-Star game. But he's got a blister on his finger, so now he's not pitching. So it's really something else.
Mike.
Yes, Fred.
Can't we do something about it?
I don't know. He's it's tough.
Let's drive some Band-Aids over to the camp.
I think so. We need to do that. Now, I want to get to one other thing here before we get into some talk about your acting career. In the NBA, I didn't realize there was this flopping rule, and I wanted you to explain it to our audience, because if you watch basketball players flop all over the court and it drives you crazy, then the NBA has good news for you. During this year's Summer League games, the NBA is going to incorporate and test an in-game flopping penalty and attempt to limit instances of embellishment. Is this where the guy looks like he's getting hit and he flops on the floor and feigns that he's in an injury? Is that what this is all about, Fred?
Yeah, that's right. And it's very simple. It's very simple to detect. And if you have a BS meter, you're able to detect all of this stuff. And there's no problem for you, the player, one way or the other, offense or defense, to be able to detect it. But also, it's very simple for the official
To catch it.
To catch it and give a flag where a flag is due on stuff like that.
So the league, they don't know if they're going to approve the rule change for next year, next season. But the Board of Governors will vote later this month on that. They're going to, the way the rule will be, if an official determines that a player has flopped, the opposing team will be awarded one free throw. The player who has flopped will be assessed with a non-unsportsmanlike technical foul. It will not count as a personal foul or lead to an ejection. And then an official does not have to stop live play in order to call a flopping violation. The official can wait until the next neutral opportunity to make the call.
Well, I don't understand what they're trying to do now. They're trying to
stop flopping.
Are they going to try to decriminalize flopping?
No, I think they're trying to add a penalty to it. They did it once before in 2012, and they were doing it with
you
fines.
You want to stop it? You want to stop it?
How do you stop it?
You just say to all players, you have six defaults to your name per game. Each default is assigned to a defensive or an offensive foul. If you have problems thinking about this, just know that when you're defending the offensive guy with the ball who's driving on you,
yep,
and you take his charge abruptly where it's your fault, that's a penalty for you.
For you, one of the six.
You can only do that a couple more times before they take you out of the game.
They did it in 2012. They had a warning, and then they fined people. Violation
that's what
two,
they should do.
$5,000. Violation three, $10,000.
There you go.
Four, $15,000. Violation five, $30,000. Six and above, increased and or suspension. That's what you want to do with flopping.
I would be such a tough commissioner. I really would be.
I think you would be.
And I'd do it right. I'm not going to sit here and try to stretch out every category of fouls.
That's it. You would. Now let's get to some news here from Hunter, the first season of Hunter, the very first season. You had a lot of guest stars, and apparently Pamela sent in some thought processes for us. She mentioned that William Wyndham was on the show. William Wyndham was one of the guest stars on the show.
Yep.
Also, Ed O'Neill was on the show, on the Hunter show. Also, she noticed that Dennis Franz was on the show.
Yeah, Dennis was very good in his role.
He was great, huh?
He was good.
And Dennis Farina also was on the show.
As was Dennis.
Yeah, and then he had also Frances McDormand was on the show.
She was very good. Very
what did she play? What was that role?
Well, she was a secretary there in a police station looking for leads and clues as to the information that was hidden inside the box.
And she mentioned John Amos was also Captain Dolan for a lot of episodes on this. So you had a great all-star cast here on this team.
No, they're all great.
They all were great there.
And my complaint with all the Chiefs, except for Charlie Devane, was that why are we continuing to argue and hold Hunter back and hold McCall back? And so that's one of the things, as the show developed, we decided we're going to open the show up and we're going to give Hunter a decent car if he wants it.
Yeah,
and we're going to, and which I took the
you had some crummy cars.
I know, but I took the Dodge Satellite, the green one, and we used that one and raced the hell out of it.
It was a good car. Did it move?
We just burned rubber everywhere.
You didn't bring in that old 46 Ford, did you? That you had Buick engine.
That would not do. That wouldn't burn.
I would have loved to see
that
Hunter in that.
Burn wood.
I would have loved to see Hunter, kind of like Ironside used to have that old police van. You could have used that old jalopy. That 46 would have been great for you.
Yeah, I could have used also the Beverly Hillbillies in it.
Saw off the top of that thing and just jump right out of the car and wouldn't have to even open the door.
You're so wise, Mike.
I think we're writing a new sequel to Hunter. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break because we must. We come back, more of your comments here. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Boy, this Fred Dreyer birthday show is just flowing by here today. We're having a good time. We're having donuts, coffee, and taking your emails and tweets. Here's a tweet that came to you from at Trip Grady. He says, Fred Dreyer, I love the 70s Rams. And by the way, the question was, if you could spend one day with one of the greatest athletes of all time, who would it be? And so Tripp answered, Fred Dreyer. I love the 70s Rams. I love Hunter. He's funny. He's also old cart or just eat meals. He would just eat meals and coffee, and he'd have great stories. Some of the best actors of the 60 years guested on the show.
Well, thank you. Loved you. Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
And then Leo... Leo writes in and says, they asked who is the greatest one, says who's the greatest Fred of all time, and he said Fred Dreyer. So you have that. We also had Edward Lewis III, marked up from the second, and he says, I think we need a sledgehammer reboot, and we need to incorporate the amazing Stephanie Kramer and Fred Dreyer team and just make Sledge Hunter, and I'm here to help. Sledge Hunter, would that be good?
Yeah, it's fine, but fill me in. How do you explain that?
I don't understand
that?
How
is it explained?
I don't know.
All right.
It's okay. And then another one here says, Unbon anniversary of Fred Dreyer, the 1946 happy birthday. Apparently, the French there from Tegodal sent that to you. If you want to translate it later.
Well, and great. Thank you.
Finally, Jeremy says, hi, Fred. Just want to say thank you for signing my 79 Rams schedule poster. Sending it back, it means more than you know. I grew up rooting for the Rams, and you were one of my favorite. Nothing better than being a kid in the 70s rooting for the Rams. Still watching Hunter repeats and listening to you on CRN, where your world view is so appreciated. Continued good health, and thanks again. that's our show.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed looking forward to my birthday. This is, I think, the best birthday I've had.
Yeah, this is a good one, and we're going to continue with them, Fred. Every year, I proclaim we should have a birthday for you.
Or every month.
Yeah, let's make this your birthday month and see if it continues into August, shall we?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
That's pretty good. Now, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, Competition Radio Network, CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, I'm stymied, and I'm befuddled. I'm happy, and I sure appreciate it, folks. You're a good audience.
See you next week.